Denholm's.
Hello. This is Mr. Denholm.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Chris Denholm Show. I'm here with you, Eddie, with Bam. Where's that on the porch?
Bring it in a little bit.
I'd love
it. No, not just you. You can, yeah, you can just stay. I'll do whatever you want.
I'm from Manchester. Okay. One, two, three.
One, two, three.
Sorry. This is classy, right? This wine is pink. Therefore, we are sipping it slowly like gentlemen.
Are we?
Okay.
Oh, are we necking it?
No.
No, okay, yeah.
We're going to chink.
Yeah, clinkies. Okay. I just didn't know we had to count down for the clinkies. That's never something I've done. 3, 2, 1. Yeah!
What are we? No.
Cheers. What are we toasting?
No.
It's a toast.
Meat.
Toast?
It's a toast.
Toast and meat.
Do you have a long enough arm to actually close that door?
I have long enough legs.
That's right. Nice.
Very good. Really fucking dry, which is nice. I like it. Right.
Yeah, it tastes just like wine.
Do you mind if these are well done?
I love well done.
Do you? Yeah?
I don't mind.
Because I want to concentrate on the talking.
Do you eat your steaks well done?
Well, normally medium. Oh, I don't understand rare.
Do you? Really? I haven't.
Yeah, I've never had rare.
Really?
I do medium most of the time.
I have them still bleeding.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
No, it's so right. Like,
if the meat is good, I have no problem with
it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, if it's a shitty steak, then no. But, yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like you cook the flavour out of the meat a little bit.
Pretty quick. I think these are slightly thin.
But like, what's the appeal of having blood in your meat?
Might have to stick those in the oven for a bit.
Who?
Those things.
These ones?
No, the other things.
Why?
Just if it doesn't cook all the way through.
Oh, it will.
They're like this big.
Sure that works. That works really well on radio.
Welcome to the radio program.
No, I like steak. Just. I don't know, like it's personal preference. But what I don't like is those militant people who say like,
yeah.
Like, oh, if you're cooking your steak well done, you're an idiot.
Oh, do you want? One of you should introduce the program. I've done it. Yeah, but I don't want to do it.
Have you done one of these before?
Well, only in
Copenhagen.
The Copenhagen debacle.
Did you forget already? It's number 6. Hello?
So we're doing a circle, so you say one.
Like one word at a time, each?
Yeah.
This could go anywhere.
Hello.
My
name.
No. Is.
Balthazar.
Welcome
to
the
Sporadic
Diary
number
6.
Yeah. Yeah, good job. That's good. I was trying to, and then I realised that.
Yeah, I don't know whether to count that one or not.
3.
Yeah.
Your mechanical arm.
Yeah, I'm Bam. That's Johanny. I'm pointing at Johanny now. And that's Chris.
Hi, I'm Chris.
We're here to talk
both,
about.
Both regulars.
We're here to now. Talk about interesting things.
Yeah. I think we had some good chats before.
We've had
right
lots
now,
of good
right,
chats.
Right before.
Yeah, we did. We've talked about all the interesting stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm looking at the microphone.
it's like another person.
Like you're a person.
So how are you doing?
Are we giving the microphone a name?
Mike.
He needs to have a glass of champagne.
Hey, Mike. How's it going? What do you think, Mike? Yeah. We're having a barbecue.
It's Vapu Day.
It's Vapu Day.
Vapu next to a field.
So Vapu is actually today. It wasn't yesterday. Yesterday was the pie.
Yesterday's just when everyone gets drunk.
May Day.
Because they have a day off today.
Yeah. Because they passed their high school tests.
Yeah, because they graduated high school.
In Egypt, of course, it could be a very, very sad day for some people. Yeah. They'd have to be teachers.
Yeah. We don't. Like, we have a May bank holiday, don't we?
Yeah, which is on Monday. I'm a bit jealous.
What's Labor Day?
Labor
Day is American.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and therefore not to be...
Yeah, it's like a day to celebrate labor.
We have a
working people's.
Yeah. We have a May Bank holiday
festival,
which is basically the same thing as Vapu, right? Yeah, ours is always on a Monday.
Yeah.
So it's the first Monday after the 1st of May, I guess. But it's nothing.
But it's just a holiday, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's not like
nothing like
it doesn't
this.
Have a
like here, you guys go thing. Mental.
No, no. My mum was a Morris dancer, and every May Day.
What is that?
No, sorry. Okay.
You don't just start any story with that.
Before we continue, I think you need to answer Johanny's question because I am really intrigued to hear how you describe what a Morris dancer is.
Okay, so a Morris dancer is. Like, a Morris dancing is traditional English dancing, and it's normally done in groups of between like 6.
I already have my next question.
People.
What is traditional English dancing then?
Morris dancing.
Yep.
Well, but like, I'm surely you've seen these guys who have the sticks and like. There's always like a guy on a not a guitar, but
like a mandolin.
Yeah. Actually, I'm trying to think.
Is it a lute?
I'm trying to think that. Yeah, there was some kind of like
some
string
kind of
instrument, and there was like a flute or something, and they hit sticks. The guys hit sticks against each other.
Yeah, okay.
Tell us how they're dressed, Chris.
So they dress in. Well, my mum had she had a green dress with.
Yeah.
Lots of bells on them, and so the idea is when they dance, there'll be lots of like jingling and jangling.
The bells actually ring a bell.
Yeah.
Wait.
I think, but I still, yeah, I don't know.
It's honestly, yeah.
Is it
kind
of like what sort of dancing is it? Sort of, is it the Irish jig?
Yeah, it's kind of like the Irish jig. I don't really know what the Irish jig is. But.
It's a dying art.
Yeah.
For good reason.
Like, but it's not tap.
No.
This is like country folk dancing around
a
maypole.
Square dancing type. Oh, a pole. Like,
yeah.
Dancing
around
a maypole. That's a really old, yeah. Like,
yeah, it's very old, yeah.
Silly hats.
Because I think the sort of Mesoamericans did that as well.
Yeah.
Like way, way back in the day, before
this
popcorn.
This is like whatever the Mesoamericans were doing, camp it up about 300%.
Right. Could you do your magic on this one? I don't mean ejaculate into it.
Yes.
You can have the box later, okay?
Just opened it, didn't I?
With your hand?
Just with my hand.
Really?
The strength of 1,000 boar. Boar or boars?
Boars.
What's the plural
boars.
Of boar?
Boars.
I'd say boars as well. Oh, these are. Yeah, I'll just check the whole thing.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, thanks. I hope these are at all tasty.
Good.
Need a new barbecue. I think this one's seen its best days.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
But yeah, in summary, May Day is
the
Morris dancing day of the year. And when I was a kid, every year we used to go to the Morris dancing like festivals, and there was like there was people from all over the country had come to do their Morris dancing, and
really,
all 200 people who do Morris dancing in the UK.
But it was huge. It was huge in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, there was loads of people who used to come, yeah. Especially
just,
in the south of England.
Yeah, I was going to say. I would just like to say this is definitely not a huge thing.
No.
Where I'm from,
no.
Like this.
Yeah, obviously, because it has to be some earth worship. Type thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
These are done, aren't they?
Yeah, they probably are.
Should we just eat them?
There's only one way to find out.
Should
we
just eat them as they come out? Because otherwise they'll get cold.
Hang on.
What do you think?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hang on.
Do you want to eat it? I'll move that.
Yeah, that's bad, man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
alright. And then open the potato salad and whatever that other thing is.
Mike. Just letting you hear the opening of the potato salad there, Mike.
Damn, the Foley artist. Oh, what are you? That's much better, soined. That sound and noise.
Soined.
Sounded like. Speaking with a Northern Irish accent. It's a much better soined.
Soined.
I was watching something on YouTube about how they did the sound effects for Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah.
And it was literally like Peter Jackson and his friends
just banging stuff together.
They're banging stuff together.
Yeah. And, like, have you seen these, like, the sound effects departments and the BBC and stuff like that, and in movie studios? Like, it's
my flip.
The weirdest things.
Yeah. Well.
It, like, they do the weirdest things, like, to make these sound effects, like...
That's yours.
Thanks. That.
And then, do you have... Can you use that? All right, yeah.
I'll take those. This is a very complicated effect.
Oh, I started watching this morning, because I had nothing to do. I started watching Event Horizon.
Event Horizon,
seen that. It's a really good film.
Yeah, it seems fun so far.
There's a space film as well. Some really obscure one.
Star Wars.
That I don't remember at all. It's like Space Station 67 or 76.
I don't know that.
It's got the... Who's that woman who's the elf? No.
Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what I was just about to say.
Oh, asparagus. Do you think this was a mistake?
No. It's Vapu. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen?
That's the new tagline of Vapu.
Should we go walk around in the woods? What?
Any reason?
No.
No, oh, okay.
Actually, the woods here, they're not very big. There's like a little, like a bay type area over there that we take the dogs to sometimes. We call it Moose Forest.
Moose Forest.
Moose Forest, all right,
Because there's mooses there.
Nope.
There's no moose.
No. I don't know how we...
Plural of mooses.
Moose.
Moose.
Right?
Yeah.
Plural of mooses.
And moose, the like chocolate mousse?
Yeah. Spelled differently.
Yeah, but it's pronounced exactly the same.
No, but that would be mooses. Right? Chocolate mousses.
Or cups of mousse.
Cups of mousse, yeah.
Mm. Not mooses.
No, but the cups is the pluralized.
I know. So. But you wouldn't say, give me three. Yeah, you would.
Three cups of mousses.
Moses? Three cups or more?
Three Moses cups.
What would that be? Is it edible?
It'd be a cup.
Yeah, it's good.
It'd be a cup with water in it, but like the water would only be like the size of the glass. It will have parted down the middle.
Beautiful. Who's the, is he the guy who... There's a story about water changing colour or turning into blood.
Yeah.
Is that Moses?
That's the Moses thing, yeah.
Is that the parting of the bloody river?
The Nile.
Is that the same?
Nile turned to blood, and then they got the...
Different one?
And then they got the plague of locusts, and the plague
yeah,
of...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plague of Alsatians, or something.
Alsatians?
I don't know.
What's the,
I mean, like, the dogs, not, like, people from Alsace.
But the blood thing and the parting of the sea thing, they're two different stories.
No, it's the same. Like, wasn't it... Like, I'm not the most religious of... fellows.
He turns water into blood.
No. He's trying to get them to release all the slaves, isn't he?
Yeah.
And his brother's the head pyramid dude. What they call
it. Architect.
Pharaoh.
Oh.
And
pyramid dude.
Yeah. And I think, is it all the Jews are the slaves?
Yeah.
And he's trying to tell his brother to let them go because he's adopted. They found him. They found him in the river.
Yeah, he was floating on the thing.
Yeah, and they. So he said, like, you better watch it because if you don't let him go, then like my mate God, it's gonna go biblical on your ass. And
do you think they said
and all kinds of bad stuff will happen?
Because they didn't have it.
No, and then he said. And then he said, first thing's going to like be the river's going to turn to blood, and then it did. And then it's like there's going to be a plague of locusts, and then there was, and then there's like, and then like Simon Cowell will leave X Factor, and then he did, and then
cool.
All these seven things happened, and then eventually he just said, right, we're leaving, and they left.
We're off.
And then the waters parted or something. That's my understanding. No, these welcome are, to Bible study with Bam.
these are completely different stories. You're mixing them up completely.
I'm not. It's Moses, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're different stories of Moses.
No, it's all one story.
They're like different.
Yeah, yeah, but like,
have you not seen the Disney movie Prince of Egypt?
the story of Michael Jordan in high school and Michael Jordan in the NBA. Yeah, it's the same guy, and therefore it's the same story. But they're two different stories, though.
It's like different seasons. Yeah, it didn't happen at the same time.
No.
Okay, but
it's not like he had an amazing day and all this shit.
If happened. I were to write an autobiography of Moses,
don't, and it would be a biography, then, not an autobiography.
Yeah, that's true. But both of those things would be in it.
They would. I'm not saying that. Just cut that in half, someone. And then taste. This could be really badly done.
Should I cut it into three?
Yeah.
That looks done.
So this has got to be done as well. With that logic. Yeah, cool.
What's like your all-time favourite Bible story?
I haven't given this much thought.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I really liked the fish and the bread. The three fish, two bread, or the other way around.
Two fish, five bread.
Yeah.
Feeding 5,000.
Like million people.
The fish feed.
Yeah, some fish came along, and they fed two fish.
They were all working at the same catering company, and they made them poop.
You mean like the doubling act where they're like they have one fish and they put it under the table and like there's like two and they keep on doing it.
Yeah. No. And for some reason, I really enjoyed the fact that it's not really much of a story, but like I think Jesus gave a speech to people, and then he had to row a boat out to the sea. And then he oared it from there because the water carries her voice so well.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, that's really cool. I didn't know that.
That's a pretty cool story.
I learned that from Jesus. Indirectly, but still.
I don't know what I know from the Bible. There's the Noah's Ark thing, isn't there?
Yeah, that's probably my favourite.
I like that because the animals went in two by two. That's where he sang, isn't it?
But they, I mean, no way that happened.
What? How can you possibly say that anything in the Bible did not happen?
Sorry. I'm sure people had slaves and pyramids were made.
And people turned water into wine.
Yeah, that I don't buy it.
And yet nobody has harnessed that power since and made it into a commercial enterprise.
This isn't very good.
It's a bit funky.
No.
Tastes a bit like...
The marinade shit, and I think the meat's not very good either. I did just get a shitty section of it.
Just for Mike to know, I've not yet tasted the steak, so I can't give an opinion, but I'm going to do that now.
Tastes like a bit fruity.
Yeah.
Very fruity.
That's the Tennessee style. Yeah, right. Mm. No way.
No way, not ever.
Not now, not ever. Well, I guess it's all food. So.
It's meat there, isn't it?
Yes.
I went to a restaurant the other week, and I paid €16 for a burger, and they brought out this really nice plate, and they just had like a burger on it, and that was it. They didn't have any chips.
Which restaurant?
Treffy in Herton near me. Like, it's a good burger.
Oh, yeah.
They completely screwed me over with no chips.
Have you been to Stones?
Mm-mm.
Stones, it's just off Alexander Ngatu, between Alexander Ngatu and the railway station.
Fuck.
On that street up there. They do really good burgers, but it's the same thing. You know,
no chips.
No chips.
Is that like a modern culinary thing?
Yeah.
I don't know, but the like burgers are very good.
Okay.
Not as good as the burgers that you can find at the Woolshed seven days a week.
The one that you said.
Woolshed, the pride of Helsinki.
Treffy will be near where you live. They actually got like some really good chef people.
Yeah.
Because we sold some drink to them, and they're like, they completely changed from what it was like 2 years ago.
It used to be a bum bar.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, that's what I know it as.
Bum bar. See, in Manchester we have bum bars, but I'm not sure that... I'm not sure that's what we're talking about.
How's this flatter one?
Don't know. I'm all right with the fruity steak, by the way.
Yeah, actually, it's just gross.
Just giving my opinion to Mike, because I thought I would.
And we got white asparagus from Hungary. They look suspicious to me.
Doesn't seem right.
No.
They seem shorter than normal asparagus. Is that because they're white?
And they can't jump. Airplane.
We should have caught that rabbit before.
Yeah.
It looked pretty tasty.
Mm.
I've seen a lot of rabbits recently around here.
Springtime?
Yeah. Going crazy.
Good meat.
Is it tender? Because I think I actually got a really shitty bit. Well, these are done, I think. Oh.
I'm going to try this thing. The flat meat.
Yeah.
I like that I'm not sort of asking what each type of meat is. Just
I don't know. Because they come from the fucking...
I'll just take it.
So this is
vacuum packed.
Yeah. This is chicken.
Yes.
This is meat.
That's pork. Meat and meat. And that's meat. Not pork. Hold on, let's see.
Just meat.
It's all
potato salad. Okay. Apparently this is traditional Vapu Finnish fare, right?
Yeah. Don't ask me why. Shit happens. And midsummer.
Yes.
Pretty much
now,
winter midsummer.
Johannes. Now there's a holiday that I can fuck with. Like, I like Johannes. It's my favourite holiday in any country ever in the world.
Is it a oral finish test that you're going to be having, or what?
Britain.
Johannes.
Oh, you don't even know about Johannes. You must celebrate that rubbish Finnish holiday of Johannes. We celebrate Johannes. We changed the name a few years ago.
Then
we changed it into various different types of word. So, for example, Johannes is now also a verb. So when we go to Johannes, we Johannes our faces off. I Johannes'd pretty fucking hard.
Is Johannes one of those things where, again, Morris dance will be present or not?
No, Johannes is a house in the woods. It's copious amounts of alcohol. It's lots of guitar and ukulele playing.
House in the woods.
It's
in
Paris. Sauna.
Are you sweating from the meat? You have a sweat drip coming from your nose.
I think it's bogey cold. So definitely not got the meat sweats.
I'm taking that. This is not good either, but it's meat. The flat meat.
Yeah.
No, I think it's bogey sweats. But Johannes is croquet. Like croquet that takes like about 2 hours in the woods on like an epic croquet course. Apologies for use of the word epic there, but it's pretty fucking huge proportions.
Let that slide.
It's always good fun. Like, I like it. It's like, I don't know, between 15 and 20 of us go to this random house in the woods each year and just have a good time for a whole weekend.
Like a rented place.
No, it's my friend's place.
Oh.
So yeah, we call it Johannes. And this year, two of my friends from the UK came across for it. And they loved it.
And it can be any time of year?
No. It's at what you would call Johannes.
So how did your friends come this year and have it?
Or sorry, they will? This year as in...
Last year.
The one that... As in the Johannes that has just most recently occurred.
Last year.
Screw you guys.
Your story wouldn't hold up in court. I'm sorry.
Screw you guys.
Okay, so this is the flatmate.
Yeah. I actually think this is better than the flatmate. Like, the fucking marinade is awful.
Yeah.
It's not... Just, who likes it? Nobody.
Welcome to Food Critics. This meat shit. Take the whole thing.
No.
I've taken
it. I was just being polite.
No. This is finished mayday.
I think the chicken's been the best so far.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to these asparagus.
Asparagi.
Asparagi.
Really?
Asparagi.
Yeah, like it. That's pretty loud. Crisp. Crisp and loud.
That was Chris just opening another bottle of wine.
Yeah, there's a plate distribution didn't go well at all. Fucked it up. It's like Chris looks like he's eating cereal.
Meat in a bowl.
Yeah.
Meat in a bowl is a good thing. We should suggest it to Jerry.
Just
called meat in a bowl. We have this, like, we go, sometimes my family go, we go skiing in France, like, down in the Pyrenees. There's a restaurant there where they have what we like to call meat on a spike.
Meat on a spike?
Yeah. It's basically, it looks like some sort of medieval torture implement, but it's basically like, is it fondue?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you know what an American football end zone pylon looks like, but it's like a big rectangle.
Fuck.
Yeah. But just sort of solid, like metal.
Okay.
And out of it comes like loads of spikes, just like at an angle. And then on each spike is stuck just a cube of meat, or just a piece of meat.
On the football field?
Just, no. In the restaurant. Like, it looks like an end zone pylon. Like,
they should have that.
They should have that. People will try and score more. We get meat if we score.
Get to the good bits.
So, it's basically this pylon, like, hanging off a hook. And they just put it on your table,
you
and then there's spikes coming off it, and you take a piece of meat off it, like chuck it in the oil and take it off.
Call
it meat on a spike, and it's so good.
Oh, and that's for fondue.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, and you just take like the raw meat off it, and then but it does. It looks like some medieval torture implement, like because the spikes go sort of 45-degree angle pointing upwards. Mm. So it's the sort of thing that you could put in somewhere, and then it hurt on the way out.
Yeah. Boy. Fondue's really nice.
Oh, it's so good.
And it's, like, there's not really any prep. Like, just cut whatever you want to put in the oil into bits.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
And it's a really good social kind of food.
Mm.
Plus it takes, because it's, you eat pretty slowly, of course, because you've got to, like, fry it.
Well, I don't know. You see, again, that's the thing about, like, how you like your meat cooked. I like that you can just take it off, go, take it out, and it's sealed. Mm. And then you're just eating this pretty good raw meat. It's nice.
Yeah. My favorite, you gotta have good meat for that, though.
My favourite meat lover's paradise restaurant is this Brazilian bar in London, and you have a green...
I love the Brazilian,
You have, like, a green and a red, and, like, when you want more, you put a green on.
Yeah. And then you keep on...
Oh, yeah. There's one of those in Manchester now. They just come around with plates.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's good.
There was one in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia as well. It'd be, like, 80 ringgit, which is...
Ringgit?
Yeah. Mm. Which is, like... I don't know what that is in Europe, but, like, very much worth it.
Mm.
And that's, they must have, like, 7 or 8 different kinds of meat, like, including chicken, lamb, beef.
Chicken hearts.
Oh,
yeah, the chicken hearts.
When I went to Singapore. No thanks, not right now, maybe in a bit. When I went to Singapore, I was there for, like, 4 days, and the first night I went out, I was on a visa run from Bali. Like, and I got there, went there for 4 days, thought I'd have a little bit of a holiday, and I basically got drunk for 4 days, which in Singapore is quite an expensive thing to do. The first night, just randomly, like with some guys from the hostel that we were in, like we were walking home, we walked through Chinatown, and there's like all the back streets with these little barbecue restaurants.
Did you run into the Backstreet Boys?
And we saw this board for like barbecue menu. Yeah. Like in this little Chinese restaurant thing, like a little, I don't know, little local backstreet place, barbecue board. There's like 14 things on it. Of course, all the words are Chinese, and like we were all drunk as hell.
Mm.
We just said, "We'll have one of those each, please," because it was like each thing was a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we'll have one of each of those.
Dog on a spike.
So they just brought us this pile of things, and they pointed to them all, and like we're like, okay, so tell us what they are, like, and they were like, right, well, that's a chicken's head. That's a duck's gizzard. That's a pigeon's heart, and like just all these like weird pieces. Like that's a chicken's foot. Just.
And you, my good sir, you are holding bitten feet.
But all these barbecued bits of bird, like just the bits that you wouldn't think to normally eat. And we were all pretty drunk, so we just started tucking in. The first thing I picked up, didn't know what it was, picked up, popped it in my mouth, started chewing. After about, I don't know, a minute, like I sort of was still chewing, and the guy was like, you know you're still chewing? And I was like, oh yeah, I am. Like it was crunching and it was horrible, and then I swallowed it, and the guy was like, you know, we just ate what was it, that was the chicken's head. And then I looked at the plate that I'd taken it from, and there was another one, and it's like, I've got a photograph of it. It is basically a chicken's head, like with the beak and everything.
Oh,
nice. Just barbecued, like they just snipped the head off a chicken and stuck it on barbecue. The barbecue. And I thought, right, well, before I get on with the rest, like I'd better eat that, the second one as well, because like I don't want to have to go back to that, because it wasn't a particularly pleasant experience. And so I just slammed the second one in the next day, like, and I could feel it, like the beak and stuff, like crunching through the beak. The next day I could feel like the pain, like this where it scratched down my throat and like down. It was horrible. It was just an awful, awful, awful feeling. And the rest of it was quite nice though. Bit of duck's gizzard.
Surprisingly,
I don't
think I've ever eaten really, like, well, what's the word, like, strange things.
Gross things.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've eaten a lot of gross things, but I don't know what they are.
Have you eaten any animals' penises? That's the big thing on TV shows.
Not that I know of. No. But, for example...
Have you ever tasted one?
I lived in Sierra Leone for 6 months. Yeah. Like, I ate meat.
Just meat.
Because you order, like, you can order... meat or vegetarian. Bear in mind the vegetarian might be chicken.
Yeah.
So you can have meat, vegetarian, or fish. And in 6 months in Sierra Leone,
fish is less vegetarian than chicken.
6 months in Sierra Leone, I ate meat plenty of times on the roadside, just like a little barbecue like this, like just bits of meat stuck on a kebab or whatever.
Yeah.
And not one time when I was there did I see a cow or a pig or anything. So plenty of rats. Saw plenty of dogs.
Dog and cat.
But like just like wandering around the street, just scruffy ones, just walking through these market stalls, and you sort of look back and you just think like, yeah, I definitely ate some dog. And not nice dog. You know, like mangy.
It was nice dog.
Rabid dog. Like, you know, like dog that's been reared for food.
Did you read about those people who got executed in Indonesia?
Bali 9.
Two of them got executed, didn't they?
All of them, except one woman.
Yeah, they just said, "See, you can go." Yeah,
but I thought the ones that the Western world were kicking up a fuss about were
the two Australians.
Was it only two Australians? I thought they were Brits as well. I thought the Bali Nine were like, there's some Brits in there.
Wait, the Brits haven't been executed yet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think they're the Bali Nine.
I'm sure eight people got executed.
Oh, okay, maybe.
I could be wrong,
but yeah, one woman definitely got let off.
Yeah, but like. Not definitely.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think they postponed it.
She got a stay of execution.
Yeah. Which is pretty... It's kind of horrible, but then again, if they're, like, big fucking drug runners...
The thing is...
You know?
Like, right. Execution...
Eat some of these. Your pee will smell good.
Execution, I'm not...
You're not a fan.
Like, not execution. Massively. Like, no, yeah. I don't know if that's the answer.
No,
however, I don't know if you've ever been to Indonesia, but there are fucking signs everywhere. Just saying.
On the airplane where you go,
as you're landing, the captain comes over. By the way, if you smuggle drugs or if you take drugs, we're going to kill you. Like it's not like it was a surprise.
Yeah, and it's not like nine people had a bit of weed in their pocket.
Yeah.
It was people like big, from what I understand, like quite big business.
Yeah. I remember when I was there, they found an Australian boy on the beach trying to sell, like, an Australian teenager, I think he was like 14 or something, and he was trying to sell some weed, and he got chucked in jail, and they were talking about executing him.
Fucking
hell. and there was a big stink packet kicks up like that. I don't think they did execute them though, but.
But isn't this like a missed opportunity? They're obviously good business people. Why can't they just retrain them to do something other than drugs? Like stationery or something? There must be a way.
To stationery. The Barley Nine story.
Yeah. There must be a way.
Time. People of the year.
I can see the movie already.
Oh, God, that stinks.
It's quite nice, though. It's fragrant.
It's nice, yeah, it's fragrant.
It's like, what's the stuff that smells? Insects.
Potpourri.
Insects. Insects, no, incense.
Yeah,
it's like sticking insects on the fire.
Right, did you hear...
try one of these white penises.
Did you hear about the whole CIA or whatever it was? Like, they've been faking the science of pear DNA or something.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it came out that, like, there's no such technology or, like, there's no way of knowing or something. From hair? Yeah, and, like, countless numbers of people have been executed based on verdicts that rely heavily on just that.
Things we learned today. I don't like asparagus.
I like the green ones better. These are like more watery and not bitter. So.
Are they related to like cactus? Because they retain so much water.
Yeah.
Good question.
They are watery. Good question. Welcome to question time.
What question do you want to put out today into the universe?
I'm putting pressure on me, man.
You don't have to.
Why, in Star Wars, did Chewbacca not get a medal?
Which episode?
First one.
Like the
actual Star Wars.
Real Star Wars.
So the first episode.
Yeah.
Fourth.
Wait, there's a deja vu.
The first one, not the Phantom Menace.
Okay, like the first
Star Wars.
Yeah, the original.
1977.
Look at my face. Star Wars.
Yes.
So the order was 77. 80 and 83, first three.
Yeah. But why didn't Chewbacca get a medal in the first Star Wars? Because they defeated the Death Star,
not human.
Right? And then they have the ceremony at the end.
Racist.
Neither of the robots get them.
Nope.
Like,
racist.
Fine, because they're...
Robots have no souls.
Yeah, because whatever, they're robots. But then Han Solo gets a medal, and Luke Skywalker gets a medal, and Chewbacca just stands there and roars.
Maybe it was on him, but it was hidden by his hair.
Maybe. And
maybe
that's
but
what
they
the
show
was.
Them being awarded the medals. Like, there's a big medal ceremony at the end, isn't there? The closing scene, like.
Is there a?
It seems, I don't know. It just seems wrong to me.
No.
It doesn't promote sort of good social equality, like messages, does it? Like, you know.
What's I don't know. What's that song? I think it's Crash Test Dummies. No, it's
Crash Test Dummies was. There was a girl.
That's a good karaoke song.
It's a great song.
Some song that goes like something about stroking his own Wookie.
Sorry? Is it a Weird Al song?
No.
Flash.
No, that's not. I thought you were singing a song. Flash! It's a. Not Bare Naked, like a punk band. Name some punk bands, not Blink.
Green Day.
Nope.
Simple Plan.
Nope.
Sex Pistols.
No.
Newfound Glory.
No. Can we stop this so I can think? Hold on. They had that album, Hooray for Boobies.
Oh, yeah.
Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
They had one where the...
they punk?
I don't know.
They're not punk.
No. Yeah, fuck them.
Blues.
Pop.
What was their most famous song?
The Do It Like They Do on the Discovery Channel.
Do It Like They Do on the Discovery Channel.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That one. I like
that one.
I like Along Came Mary or Along Comes Mary. That's got a good guitar riff. It's pretty heavy.
Anything other than the one where they do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Do you know Richard Cheese?
Which I assume means they like dig up archaeological remains and stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Good. Richard Cheese.
Richard Cheese.
Yeah.
I'm getting the reference.
Anyway, he plays like.
He's not a friend of mine. Just say that. I'd like to put that on record, Mike.
He plays kind of like covers of all kinds of music, but he does it in a lounge style.
Okay.
So he did that, do it like they do it on the Discovery Channel, kind of like just piano and maybe some backup drums.
Okay.
And he did Welcome to the Jungle. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Is it sort of reminiscent of Bill Shatner doing his spoken word album? Have you ever heard any of that?
I have heard some of it.
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
What was he thinking?
Just, yeah.
Dawn of the Dead, right? When they're in the shopping mall. Yeah. You've seen it, right?
I've seen Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, that's not the same one.
No, but it's
okay, anyway, better. I'm talking to you.
Okay.
So they're in the shopping mall when they're like, I think they get there and then they're like, oh, we're saved. And then they're just basically looting and just getting supplies together and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a song by this Richard Cheese guy,
yeah,
which is a cover of the last song in the film, which is Down with the Sickness by Disturbed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
like that's like
that's a great.
Come on, let's get down with the sickness, everybody. Let's go, like that sort of thing.
Okay.
That's really good. Check it out. Check it out.
Have you seen Shaun of the Dead?
I have many times.
Shaun of the Dead has one of the greatest musical interludes in any movie that I've ever seen. Because let's face it, music really makes a movie. And when they walk into the, Have you seen it?
Yeah, of course.
They walk into the pub, and they put the jukebox on, and then the landlord comes out.
Yeah, like, kill the queen.
Having three people like just beating a zombie to death in time to "Don't Stop Me Now" by Queen. Just
kill the queen.
Don't stop me.
That was good. I like Simon Pegg's musical picks anyway, like from Spaced.
Spaced is brilliant.
I like that. I loved Spaced so much for the music as well.
Yeah.
Can I have this last piece?
Of course.
Go for it.
You can have that one as well.
You can all eat the asparagus as much as you want to.
I'm not happy. I was looking for the green stuff, but no. Not good enough.
I think a successful barbecue. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yohani.
From
Barbecue Master.
From what was given to us by the weather gods.
Yeah, we could have done with that rabbit being on the barbecue. I was chatting to some rabbit owners yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm still in the market for a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you buy a rabbit
I'm
from?
I'm going to be in the market for a
rabbit. Like a person or a shop?
Dori, piste fi. There are loads of people who just can't look after their rabbits anymore or whatever, and they just, like, they put them on there. But they were telling me that if I want a rabbit, like, the better ones to get the bigger ones.
No.
Really?
The bigger ones, they molt quite a lot.
See, apparently the little ones, A,
their hair falls off.
A, they're aggressive, everywhere. And B, they live forever.
Do they?
The little
ones. Do they go, like, completely bald?
No, they just, like, I think it's in the summertime, they molt.
Oh, because that's just what they do.
But they're much more passive, apparently.
The bigger ones?
Yeah, they just sit around and chill, and they're just like, meh.
They want to do stuff.
Really?
Yeah, well, like...
Apparently the little ones are, like, evil, and they bite and scratch and stuff like that.
My experience is like the medium sized ones are the best.
Okay.
And you get the best of both worlds.
Well, maybe that's what they meant by the bigger ones. Like, I don't. It depends how big.
Bigger.
They mean
the
like
ones,
not
yeah.
the tiny little ones.
I had the coolest rabbit. And
how
was,
small are the small ones? Sorry.
Like, you can get the ones like that big.
Really?
Yeah, the little tiny.
They're really, like hamsters.
They're really small. They're really small. Yeah.
They don't grow.
What's a medium sized rabbit then?
Well, like this size.
Because I would think that's small.
That's about. See, I think small's about there.
Do we need to explain to the...
Yeah, give me inches or centimetres.
Bam is now holding his hand, 6 inches?
Roughly half the size of a stick.
6 inches length? Okay, so 5 inches length. about 6 inches. I would say that's quite a small rabbit, but maybe not.
Let's burn this bitch.
Yeah,
keep going.
Wait, are you going to throw that on it? And is it going to make a big flame?
Yes, it will.
Let me get my camera and do this.
Oh. I genuinely thought you were saying, let me back out of the way because it's dangerous. But, oh no, let me get my camera. I want to film this debacle.
Oh, shit. Are we allowed breaks?
Yeah, should I turn it off?
Is there a pause button?
Yeah. Although, there's a button that says pause. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up. Come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let we're back from your pee.
There's a limited number.
We're back from BAM pissing.
And would you like a description?
How high do we expect the flames to go?
I'm thinking it could go like here, maybe.
Okay.
Is this?
We're making a fire.
I'm not going to be that guy.
What?
What are we going to say?
Is this safe?
I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not the health and safety man. All I'm saying is, I'm hiding behind Chris while this happens.
It's not going to be. You know, who knows? There's not much left. I'll just put most of it in.
To be fair, as a teenager, me and my mates used to have bonfires in my parents' garden. We used to throw Lynx cans on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's pretty dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. Mushroom clouds of flame, exploding pieces of shards of metal going places. Like
well, now, when I was really little, like, at the summer house where my, like, grandparents spent a lot of their time, especially during summers, like, he would get rid of old spray paint and, like, different cans like that that they use for, I don't know, like, car and other weird work. But we'd walk fucking far and then just listen when we hear the pop and then go look for it.
Yeah.
But that was exciting.
It was bonfire down at the bottom of my parents' garden. We just used to throw a can on and then just leg it to the other end of the garden. Like, it was
Jesus.
Extremely dangerous. But we were teenagers.
Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready. Maybe we should wait for the smoke to, like, go a bit over that way. Oh, fuck it. Let's just...
No control.
Okay.
Good?
Okay, filming.
It's going to jump back up your arm.
Well, I was expecting a bit more.
Commentary, just for folks at home. So far...
Hold on. It'll come.
Nothing's happened. It's the appearance...
All right, no more.
The appearance of it is that Real Honey has just poured a load of water on
Should we throw a match?
Yeah, we should throw a match.
Because that one's not on fire. Do you have it? Yeah, let's do that. Here we go. I was thinking it might do this. Fuck, it smells bad.
It's your ass, isn't it?
Oh, look. There we go. Not that bad.
So, again, just for the listeners at home, I'll describe what's happening. Just basically a massive anti-climax.
It didn't
go. That was pretty good.
But there's a lot of flame.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
I can't sit so close to it.
Seeing as we men are genetically programmed to be pyromaniacs.
Yeah, you can have your chat.
Sure? Yeah, you can stay there.
Alright, good chat. Good talk.
Good talk, guys.
Alright. Now what?
No, thanks.
Sorry. So now we're watching some old branches burn.
Just contemplating, like,
life.
Sort of that it's sort of a metaphor for our rugby careers. Like, just the old branches going out in a blaze of glory.
Actually, yeah, that's pretty good because,
yeah,
like I said to Chris before, these branches, we've had them just here, like, these are the same set, like, because I had to cut down some of the branches from the tree from around that corner there. And yeah,
you sure this is recording?
Yes. And yeah, we've had these for maybe 2 years now, and so they've been withering away and just neglected, and now finally
they get their
day in the sun, but
in the overcast skies.
It's all true. I read up on the history of the donut today.
I saw your face.
But that was a lie. I read up on it after I wrote that thing. But there's like four different theories of who invented it.
Okay.
I don't remember them all.
This is appropriate, being as it's Vapu and you guys eat donuts at Vapu.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Someone gave me a donut.
But they're smaller donuts, aren't they? They're like balls.
No, I got
no, not necessarily.
With a hole in it.
Yeah, They call them monkey.
Yeah, monkeys.
Yeah. Monkeys.
I used to, before you continue, I used to live in Monkey Vori. And Vori is mountain, right?
Yeah.
So I used to live in Donut Mountain.
Or Monk.
Which sounds like...
Monk Mountain.
Yeah, but Donut Mountain sounds like a Mario level. I think we should move Dario there as soon as possible.
Dario.
Whoa.
Fuck me. Sorry, you can continue your history of the donut.
Okay, one of the theories was that some guy, when he was 19 years old, he was on a lime ship. Like, he was a lime trader.
Okay.
Like, in the early... Rock. Early... Eight, what?
Lime as in, like, lemon and lime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think? Limestone.
No. Otherwise, I would have said limestone.
not a ship made out of a lime. Someone had just scooped a lime out and sat in it and gone out to sea.
Back in the day, limes were bigger.
A tiny mouse.
He traded lions. Traded limes.
Lions.
Limes.
It was a mouse who sat in a little lime.
Trading lions.
Went out to sea and traded lions.
Wait, so he traded limes?
Yeah. He was some kind of apprentice or some kind of guy with the other people who... But anyway, he worked at or on... like a merchant ship, and they did limes, I guess.
What was the company called?
I don't know, man. The point is, he said that he figured out this donut thing. I might be getting two stories mixed up, but it's pretty much like this. They used to make...
Riverton to blood.
Was this a Bible story? Yes.
I think it was pretty old.
Yeah.
So it could be.
Did Jesus invent the donut? That's the important question of the day.
But anyway, so they had a tradition of making some kind of weird pastry thing that they fried, but they didn't have the hole in there, and then the way they made them always left the middle bit, like, uncooked. So he would cut out the middle bit with a tin that's used for pepper, or they held pepper in.
Okay.
And do that, and then...
Before he cooked it?
Yeah.
Okay. But there were no limes involved?
No! Stop fixating on the wrong part of the story.
Whoa! Danger!
Just for Where's my pokey stick?
For the listeners at home...
The fire is out of control.
Yep. It's okay.
Bam is putting out the hat.
Dry. Look at this. Yeah.
Oh,
shit, that one.
Bad shit's happening.
That one. There's one on the grass, if you could do that.
Oh. Yeah, one at a time.
That one. Could you just...
Go on as fast as I can, Captain.
Could you pick up all the trash from the grass? Crackle?
Best I can, Captain.
Yeah, and so, well, all the theories... are basically just different people claiming that they invented the donut.
Okay. So should we put in a claim ourselves?
I think we should. That one of our ancestors actually did it.
I'm in the wrong seat.
I was sitting there and it was coming to my face. Now it's coming to my face.
What else could we barbecue?
That rabbit.
Yeah. I nearly bought a pineapple or a watermelon.
I saw a really cool YouTube video of someone pouring some kind of hot metal into a watermelon, and I can't remember what kind of metal it was, but it goes through all the different
crevices
and makes a really cool like statue,
a sculpture thing.
That's cool. Really? Oh, that reminds me. I saw this thing. It was an abandoned
warehouse.
No, like a
child.
Yeah, they poured molten metal into an abandoned child. It was amazing. All the veins and... Alright, anyway. Like a termite or an ant, the colony. Okay. Like an underground thing with the tunnels and shit.
Yeah.
So they, I guess it's important because they said it was abandoned because that means they didn't kill any of them, I guess. But they poured cement into like a couple of the holes and then just let it set. And then they dug it out. And in the end, it was this really massively elaborate thing of pathways and shit. It was very, very nice.
But the ants didn't survive.
It was abandoned, they said.
Oh, yeah, of course, I forgot that. Yeah. Why did they abandon it, ants?
They ran out of...
House prices.
Spice.
House prices went up. Got too expensive. Couldn't maintain it any longer.
They got fucked over by the ant bankers.
But the ants just, like, change places quite often.
I have no idea about the behaviour of ants. I really don't know.
They like queen, though.
Yeah, they do like queen.
Yeah.
So are the queens born queen and then she passed it on to her? Because she must have quite a few children.
I was under the impression that like they're not born as a queen, like they become.
Yeah.
Queen. Aren't they the biggest ones? Though?
Yeah. Aren't they like?
Are they different species?
They're physiologically different though. Race? Because they lay eggs and stuff. I might be confusing them with bees. I don't know.
Isn't it
the bees lay eggs?
Bees don't lay eggs, do they?
No.
What do they do?
They eat honey. They make honey.
Shitty bees eating up all the honey.
They eat honey and they make bears.
That'd be so cool. Like one faction of the bee world was the one that ate the honey.
And the other ones making. Yeah. You got this one bee just making shitloads of honey. Fuck me, awesome. This is hard. This is difficult making all this honey. Chris, stop eating the honey. Nom 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 nom. We're so good.
But I always find that amazing how ants know exactly what they're doing, and they all do the same thing.
Yeah,
and they all go to the same place.
I used to, like, in Bali, I lived in like a little bungalow, and it was right underneath some durian trees. Like, have you seen durians?
Yeah,
the big fucking stinky fruit.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think it stinks that bad.
Oh, they stink.
Durian fruit.
Yeah, and they're rock
it's
hard.
It's like the national fruit of Malaysia.
In Singapore, on the metros. Mm. They have like signs saying like what
don't,
you're not allowed to
yeah, yeah,
no
don't
chewing gum
yeah,
no
yeah.
beer no alcohol no durian
yeah.
But I used to live under three big durian trees, which was pretty terrifying when they fell in the middle of the night because they're like bowling balls.
Yes, they're really big.
And they used to crash through my like the roof of my thing like in the middle of the night, like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Did you have to wear a helmet?
It was fucking terrifying.
You could die actually.
Yeah. None of them came all the way through. They hit and then settled but smashed all the tiles but didn't actually come all the way through.
Okay.
All
right.
But
the trees were on top
Jesus.
Of
Jesus.
But the leafcutter ants.
Yeah.
They live in the durian trees. And it's the ones like they cut up the leaves into little pieces and then they carry them up there and they build nests out of leaves. They stick them all together and make leaf. So you could see these like nests up in the thing.
Yeah.
But the ants they would march through my bungalow, but they would always stay around the edge. So they would like go down the pillar in the corner, march across the balcony, like just across the railing in the balcony, then march up the next pillar, then march across like the thing, like, and it was just like this constant stream, like
the
whole 6 months I was living there, just this constant stream like of them going. And if you put something in the way, like they would go around and they would find like the quickest route.
Do they talk to each other? How do they communicate?
I don't know, but they were very, they just seemed so well organized.
Yeah, not like, one of them is retarded and looks to the left and goes, "Ooh, I wonder what that is," and then just strays away from the pack or whatever it's called.
But isn't this like another missed opportunity, like for retraining purposes? Like you could retrain ants to help on building sites and stuff,
or make massive ones, right?
Yeah,
and then holy shit!
But they were like. They're really the leafcutter ants as well, because they have to like chop up the leaves. Like they've got really strong pincers.
Jaws?
Oh. And so if you stand, sometimes if like you walked out my bungalow and there's like you stand in the grass and there's a few of them in the grass.
Yeah.
If one of them bites you, fucking kills.
Yeah.
Like and you can see like the front end of it. Like the pincers go in, they bite you, and then the rest of the body, like their legs come off the air, and they're like. You can see them contorting and like the way that they're trying to just pincer you so hard, like their body comes up and they're just holding themselves up by their jaws, and like it hurts. It's not like complete agony, but it hurts.
Can you imagine a thing like that, let's say just the size of a Labrador or something?
Yeah.
An ant the size of a Labrador.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Pretty scary.
Fucking terrifying.
Yeah. Like, because they bite with such power, like, if it multiplied to the size of a Labrador, like, it would quite easily bite.
What's the biggest insect?
Some kind of beetle?
Jeff Goldblum was the fly, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, that was big.
He was pretty big.
There was The Mist on the other day. Have you seen The Mist? The Stephen King...
Oh, a long time ago, yeah.
And they have big bugs in it. Just for your information.
Okay. That's probably the answer, then.
Yeah.
In Malaysia, they used to be, I don't know what they're called, like, flying things, about yay big. So, like, two golf balls. Slightly flatter. And, they made the most enormous sound just from flapping their wings. It was pretty scary. Like, every once in a while they go, I don't know if they went after the light, like, when it was night or something.
Yeah.
But just a massive noise. Just
have you seen, there's somewhere in the US, I guess in the southern states somewhere, cicadas. Now,
what's that?
They're like an insect. Now, they have a year where they all hatch or whatever and they come out and there's like a plague of cicadas basically.
Yeah.
And then they lay all their eggs and stuff, I don't know, underground or somewhere. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. But they lay their eggs and then it takes like 10 years for them to hatch. So
really?
Like one year they'll just have this infestation of cicadas and then 10 years nothing.
Yeah.
And then I hope I'm not making this up.
I think
you're
making
it up. But I'm pretty sure I've seen it somewhere. And then after 10 years or something, suddenly, like, they'll all hatch. I'm pretty sure it's out of the ground or out of some tree or something. Like, all the eggs will hatch. And then they'll just have for, I don't know, a few weeks or a few months or something, just covered. Like, can't go outside, just covered in cicadas.
Having, like, a party.
Like, just really, like...
Oh.
And then
do they do anything?
Then they all lay their eggs and then they die. And then...
10 years later, same thing.
10 years later, same thing. Like, it's
well, what
just,
do they do?
It's really fucking annoying. But they're quite big, cicadas.
What
and they make
do?
Noise.
Like, are they more like beetles or crickets?
Sort of like crickets or? Kind of things.
Okay.
I don't know, I guess a cross between a beetle and a cricket. They fly, like they're...
Did you ever have stick insects as pets?
Never.
I used to have stick insects as pets.
They did that little funky dance, didn't they?
Yeah.
I always thought they were freaky. Some girl in our school when I was little, she had them because she was allergic to everything. And that was the one thing. And they reproduce very quickly as well, don't they?
Yeah.
My first year of high school, we had pet lizards.
Really?
Like, as our class pet.
Never had
like,
a class
our
pet.
Our teacher was a biology teacher, so we had a class pet, two lizards, we called them Salt and Pepper. And one of them died. We used to feed them, like, everyone had to feed them crickets, like, once every 3 days or something.
Yeah.
Fed them crickets.
Did people, like, take them home sometimes?
And then, yeah, over the holidays, people took them home. And it was I was supposed to take them home for the summer holiday.
Forgot.
One of them died. Remember which one died like halfway through the year, so we had one
at your house.
We had one and I was supposed to take it home, and my mum came in like the next day after school finished and we were like trying to take the tank home or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're looking for it and I can't see it. It bloody escaped, hadn't it?
No way.
And then we got, so obviously didn't take it home, got back the first day of school. And someone found it in like the lab next door, like
okay.
Just shriveled up, like shriveled up dead on the.
Oh
side.
No!
Like, just been there all summer, like.
When you had a fire alarm, did you take it out in its box, like Kindergarten Cop?
No. Kindergarten Cop. What a film!
It's a great film.
That was a ferret, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do? Possibly the greatest Arnie line ever. Forget, I'll be back. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
I'm kind of excited about the new Terminator.
I'm really excited about the new Terminator.
Like,
I'm slightly less excited than you two.
I like the Emily Clark girl from Game of Thrones.
Which one?
How many? Did they make three, four now altogether?
Four.
Like the last one, I wasn't very happy about.
Terminator 1 and 2 were the good ones. And then
3 was good.
I like 3.
I like 3.
Which one was 3?
Salvation?
Salvation was 4.
Oh.
3 was the one where it was the woman who was the baddie.
Yeah.
The hot woman.
I didn't think that was that good.
It was good because they had the bit where the truck flips upside down
on
the back.
Yeah, I liked that one.
And then Salvation, I haven't
seen it. Salvation was a mess.
Not too long ago, I actually watched the first one. And man, the graphics, like, when, in the end, spoiler, when when the Terminator gets cut in half in the pressing thingy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when it crawls after her, like, it looks like stop motion, yeah. Bad. But it's still a good film.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, like, the Star Wars films? Like, recently.
No. Before I need they to do that. Before I really, they did the remastered ones. Because
they did all the digital remastering when the... Yeah. When the new three ones
I've been watching them. It looks so weird that they look like... When you see Jabba the Hutt, they have, like, in the background in the party, they have little like, aliens going like this.
Yeah.
And doing dancing. And
stuff.
Like, the Tauntauns on Hoth and stuff like that. Just looks so jerky and weird.
Jerk.
Jerk chicken.
Yeah. I wonder when the last time was when I saw him. Seriously, it must be, like, 20 years ago.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
It's
gotta watch him.
Yeah, definitely.
Another one that I watched, well, somewhat recently, was the first Godfather.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that for a while either. It's like, wow, yeah. Come on.
It's the Godfather trilogy is one of those few trilogies where I think the second one is better than the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember the second a single part two fuck about brilliant. Two or three.
My friend used to have the Godfather collection on DVD, and it showed them in chronological order. So it didn't show the three movies, it showed like
one movie.
The scenes from movies in chronological order.
Okay, that's clever.
So like it started with him in Sicily, like from the second part, and like it just went through in chronological order, which is kind of weird.
Do you think there will ever be anything which is like on the same level as Godfather, like in terms of movies?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's
because
been...
there hasn't been since.
Well,
I think that's a tricky subject though, because
like the,
you can't remake history.
You got
to
think
or like
of,
you can't be in that same spot, you know, sort of thing.
You got to think of genres and stuff like if you look at say the way that we see, for example, The Godfather or Indiana Jones or Back to the Future, like obviously very different films, like different genres, but like all classics, like all amazing.
Yeah.
Do you think like in 10 years people will look back at this generation, will look back and see the Batman films, the Batman trilogy?
Batman, yeah.
Because the Batman trilogy, maybe. Like up there with the best trilogies. Like,
like Lord of the Rings will be there.
Yeah, like these sorts of things. Like, and do you think because we're from that generation where The Godfather was new and amazing and like is a classic for us, like do you think people will see the Lord of the Rings in the same
way? I mean
in a sense of like storytelling, like because it's for me it's the best like storytelling wise film, and like the newer ones like Lord of the Rings, they're cool because of the epicness and the really cool graph and like CGI and
do you not
like
think
that.
Batman
not like has. Well, the third one, the story's a bit ridiculous. Like
with Batman, I think part of it's just like the characters, like so strong. Like, I mean, the Joker,
Gary Oldman,
Gary Oldman played really well, but Heath Ledger playing the Joker, like that's a tough act to follow.
Yeah,
like,
and what's his face with the mask on his face?
Two-Face.
No, the mask in that movie.
Bane.
Yeah,
Tom
Bane.
Hardy.
Yeah. Like Hardy. I saw a movie with Hardy and James Gandolfini lately.
The Drop.
Yeah, that was fun, man. Okay. I love the end, man.
Pretty
that
good.
That was so good.
There's a new trailer for a film about the Craze Brothers, and Tom Hardy plays both the Craze, and it looks pretty cool.
What did the Craze Brothers do?
They were like the gangsters in the 70s and 80s who run the underworld of London, and they were brutal.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty weird watching films with people... Like new films come out when the person's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's weird.
Yeah.
Like
did you know that?
And sad. Like Philip Seymour Hoffman did what was the spy film that he made? I've not seen it yet.
I know what you're talking about though.
But he made that like I think it was a John le Carré novel. Like but he's made that and like I wanna see that, but it's sort of bittersweet. Like
yeah.
Sorry?
Capone.
no, Capote, you're thinking. That's like true. That's truly Capote, which is definitely not John the Carnival. No, he did the. I'm pretty sure he did a John the Carnival. And then there's the.
Oh, yeah,
what's it? The Hunger Game thing?
He's just doing it.
Like, he's
sorry.
But yeah, he's dead. And it's pretty weird seeing him on screen.
He's
like
dead.
In a new film. Like.
What was Heath Ledger's last film?
It was the film which was directed by Terry Gilliam.
Yep.
The Imaginarium of Dr. Parcosinus.
Yeah.
Parnassus,
yeah. That was fun. And that, like, what was it? Someone like three or four guys played that part, and Tom Waits is in it.
Really?
Yeah. He's like a weird sort of devil guy.
Have you seen, Heath Ledger film Hitler. A Knight's Tale.
Cool. I used to love that
film.
Yeah,
love that film. It's Heath Ledger's in it and
Matt Damon,
the guy, the lanky guy,
yeah,
from the tennis movie.
Paul Bettany.
Yeah,
and what's the guy's the guy, the more rotund chap.
I can't even picture it now, it's been a while.
British actor.
Like, who is he in the movie?
Like, his...
Squire?
Yeah. But they, anyway, it's a, like, jousting.
Yeah, thing. I've seen that.
And
I've
it's
seen
like
that.
Rags to riches story. Yeah. But it's just littered with the sort of modern twists. Like,
yeah.
they open on a jousting crowd, all singing We Will Rock You by Queen.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I used to like that so much.
And Shannon Sossaman's in it.
Sossaman, yeah, I was trying to think.
She's very
Sharon Sausageman.
Talented actor.
What do you think about Brokeback Mountain?
Not seen it.
I haven't seen it, yeah.
Not seen it.
I thought it was
good.
Mm. It's got some awards in it.
Like, yeah, it reminded me of Scouting Trips.
Who's the other guy in it?
I tend to watch
Jake Gyllenhaal and
I tend to watch more sort of hardcore gay porn.
None of this pillow talk shit.
Yeah. I just want to get straight down to the action.
Jake Gyllenhaal was in a movie about a dead soldier who.
Yes.
What was that? In a train? No.
No. Did you watch Two Brothers?
No.
He was in that. That was.
I watched Four Brothers.
Weird.
Was Four Brothers the sequel to Two Brothers?
No, that was the second part after the sequel.
Yeah, yeah. Because.
Yeah. Fuck, what was it? It's like. He can only stay awake, or like they bring him from being dead or something. Like he needs to figure out some kind of computer code in that little time.
Oh, source code.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that.
That's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That was good. I liked that.
Yeah, I watched that. I watched recently. Is it The Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah, that's a great film.
Is it The Day After
Edge
Tomorrow?
Of Tomorrow.
The
Edge of Tomorrow. That's the one.
Isn't
there is a film called The Day After Tomorrow.
That's the disaster. Different.
That's the disaster movie.
The Edge of Tomorrow is Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Who I hate.
Yeah, me too.
Can't
Groundhog Day, man.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching the whole thing and I was just like, I'm watching Groundhog Day. Like, they've just ripped off Groundhog Day and put it in a battlefield.
Yeah. Groundhog Day is awesome.
Groundhog Day is brilliant. But then anything with Bill Murray in it is a win.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, the Edge of Tomorrow was just it. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Keep on wiping the ash off yourself. There's nothing I can do. Sorry.
It's okay.
You could move.
I quite like this place.
I'm getting slightly chilly.
I am a little bit. I'm going to take this party indoors. Maybe we let.
Should we wait until that dies?
Yeah.
Or just put the dome on it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yes.
Gives this a shit, really. Do you want to hold that?
No. Shows what a pyromaniac. Yeah, I'll take the flaming thing. You've not got a bucket?
No. I got flower pots.
Did you ever used to listen to Desert Island Discs?
I still do.
You still do?
I love Desert Island Discs. I always think that. That's not Desert Island Discs.
What's that?
I can't remember. What is that name?
Sure it is.
No, that is. That's, like that's Coronation Street or something, isn't it? I'm pretty sure.
No. Well, how does the undisciplined one go?
I'm not very good with the da 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 da.
I'm sure it's like da 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 da.
No, what is that? That's.
I don't know. What
I'm sure mean. That's like Coronation Street or EastEnders or something.
Do you know Desert Island Discs?
No.
See, I always think that would be a good idea for your podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, I would, because I always think I would like to hear my friends being interviewed by Kirsty Young on Desert Island Discs. Like, yeah. I think that would be
what,
really...
What happens?
So, you pick your favourite...
Three songs?
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
Eight?
Really?
You pick eight pieces of music.
Not your favourite.
And if you're going to be stranded on a desert island, so Kirsty Young strands you on a desert island. It's been going for like 60 years now.
60 years.
And you've got... eight pieces of music
okay. That
you can take with you that you're going to be able to listen to for the rest of all time.
Yeah.
And so she interviews the person, it's a celebrity or something like that, and she interviews the person and then throughout it's like, right, well, what's your first piece of music? And then like they just
but you also get to choose like things you want to take with you, so you get like a luxury item,
a pool table with
you
ball
get,
cues.
So you okay, get no, you
that's
get,
three things
you
what,
get,
really?
Yeah.
You get the complete works of Shakespeare. You get a copy of the King James Bible.
I don't want that.
And then you get...
I don't think I want any other thing.
You get one other book of your choice.
Do you get to take any food?
And then you get one luxury item.
Yeah, how do you live? Toilet paper. Medicine. Antibiotics. But,
and then you get these eight discs, and she just interviews you like, throughout, and then, like, just sporadically, she, like, jumps in and says, right, okay,
like the sporadic
what's your first piece of music? And then you listen to a clip.
I don't understand the discs, but...
Or discs like there's vinyl.
Discs like just, yeah, like your eight pieces of vinyl. That you
CD discs.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Or MP3.
So what,
this is an old...
So that's the only question?
It's an old format. So well,
they
just,
talk about their lives as well.
I would just interview you. For example, I would interview you about your life.
Yep.
And then just after a couple of minutes of interview, I'd say, right, well, what's your first piece of music? And then you'd tell me what it is and why. And then we'd listen to a bit of it. And then we'd go back and then it'd be like, right, I'm going to interview a little bit more. And then, right, I'm bored of what you're saying now. What's your second piece of music? And like,
then it ends and it goes.
Isn't that like This Is Your Life or something?
This Is Your Life, it goes.
You've got all the versions.
I cannot, like, honestly, that is not the.
If you're trying to remember a bit of music, like what the name of the song is, do you like open Shazam and go?
You can do that. You can do that.
Right,
I'm sure you can
do it.
Shazam, your.
Oh, this is gonna be good. If he's right, this is gonna be amazing.
But it's not like.
But it's not like a track.
I know. I can hear the music in my head. Like it's got the seagulls in the background.
We didn't quite catch that.
What did it suggest?
It didn't have no suggestions. Okay, so I'll find out what the
play the Coronation Street music.
Will it be on Spotify?
Probably.
YouTube. Alright, I think that fire's still smoking.
It will. It'll do that. Fires tend to.
I don't know how much fun this was for if anyone's gonna listen.
Okay.
Coronation Street.
We just have to get the Coronation Street music on so that everyone at home can listen. And
what is going on with this? It's dead. That's good.
That's definitely on the Coronation Street music.
I'll YouTube it. What should I do? Desert Island Discs first?
No, Coronation Street. I'm pretty sure it is.
Coro.
That's
my name.
Nation.
Just more? Yes.
Street.
Yes, you do. Hey, what time is it?
A million.
A million o'clock.
Theme song.
You ready to hear Coronation Street?
This isn't that.
It's not what it said.
Ha 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 ha
I know why you got confused, because it does sound a little bit similar.
Again, this is the Desert Island Discs.
It's like theme. Quite a famous piece of music, like classical music, but...
You know, I can just add it in later.
Quite a slow...
It's kind of similar.
It's kind of similar.
It's kind of similar. But you would definitely sing a Coronation Street. Oh dear.
So what should we do now?
Are we terminating?
Soonish. I have no idea. How much?
Well, we can have a little bit of crash tackle on there, maybe.
How much time do you think we used up in the before you piss?
More than we used up in the second half.
Because right now it's 36.
In the second half?
Yeah.
So that's like an hour and a half, probably.
So we can do like half an hour crash tackle commentary. Yeah.
Alright, should we sign out for now?
Any last words before we play a fun game?
Yeah. Long live Coronation Street.
I just want to say, normally I'm quite good at knowing theme songs.
Is that your special power? That's a crap super.
Especially if it's
superhero.
By S Club 7. Oh. Speaking of superpowers, came up with one last night.
Oh.
I'm looking at Mike, sort of dubiously thinking, is this
Hello, Mike.
That I want people to hear? It's not really
Welcome to Bam's Confession Hour.
It's not really a superpower. It's more like a public service. But like, you could be a superhero doing it, because like, Batman doesn't have any superpowers, but he's a superhero. So...
Is
like,
he?
What? Yeah.
Okay.
He's super strong, though.
So...
Not super strong.
Only because he works hard.
Just strong.
Like,
he does
only because he trains hard. Yeah. He uses kettlebells. This is prehab exercises.
Prehab.
Prehabilitation.
Okay. Yeah. Prehappening.
But as a superpower, because, like, yeah. I go into schools a lot with my job and, like, teach sort of pre-teen kids American football and stuff. And like 95% of them absolutely stink.
Yep.
I was just thinking, as like a superpower / public service, you could be like Odor Man, and you could go in and just like tell kids that they stink, and then they'd start having a shower.
Oh, they stink as in actually stink. I thought you meant like, oh, they're really shit at American football.
No, they stink.
Oh yeah.
Because like, yeah, because you know, like these boys, you know, they want to start becoming interested in girls and whatnot, and like,
so they don't put
on
deodorant.
Absolutely reek, but they don't have
BO?
Showers or yeah. Oh. So like, why doesn't someone just go in and be like, you know, so, by the way, you stink, go and start showering.
But like, is this
their
is
parents
like
are too scared to
the whole day they smell, or just after sports?
No, the whole day.
Oh man,
adolescents absolutely stink. Have you ever smelled an adolescent?
I've never smelled an adolescent.
Maybe we'll see some on the bus today and go smell one.
I'd like that.
Yeah, go sniff some adolescents. Try not to get arrested.
Yep. I gotta tell a story. Some, no names or anything, but okay. Who?
Can we decide their names?
Yes. Okay. So there's a person.
Roger.
Who has a brother.
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
Roger and Hippopotamus.
Oh, Hippopotamus. Great. Okay. Anyway. They have, let's say, their, what do you call them? Mothers, sisters? I think they're cousins. Yeah. So their cousins are two boys.
Who are called Jeffrey.
And Henrietta.
No!
Henrietta's not a boy!
Henry.
Quick on your feet.
I am amazed at how Jonah got a normal name.
Well, it ends in an R.
Ah.
Yeah. Anyway, continue. So what the Henry and...
Okay, so Henry and Roger.
Jeffrey, sorry.
Henry and Jeffrey. They're adolescent-ish in age. And I think one of them's got, like, really bad acne and all that stuff. Maybe, like... greasy hair sometimes, who knows. They had some family function, like someone's birthday, maybe one of the kids' birthdays. So then the guy and his brother Popotamus.
Roger and Popotamus
they go there to this birthday party, and you know, everybody notices that I've still got somewhat bad acne, and this guy's always been, you know, kind of had low self-esteem, and had this time had like greasy hair, but it was like slicked back, so they were thinking, is it like hair gel grease,
yeah,
or is it just greasy? So, but nobody, of course, no one says anything.
Which is it's where just, you need.
Well, this is where the Odorman link comes in, yeah, because as they were leaving, Roger and Popotamus shakes
Henry's
hand and goes, let's say it was the birthday, so yeah, happy birthday one more time, and got some greasy hair. You should shower sometime. And then they just leave. How mean is that?
But that's what I'm saying.
I know.
But I bet Henry went and...
They know exactly who this kid is.
But I bet Henry went and had a shower. Like, I bet Henry doesn't have greasy hair anymore. Like, just saying. It's a public service. These kids, you know, when they're a little bit older or when they lose their virginity or whatever, like, they'll be appreciative to Odorman for saying, like, you know, you stink sort of.
I like your view.
Yeah.
I think it would work.
I probably spent...
But there's something...
I probably spent 3 or 4 years just stinking far too much.
But there's something... Odorman
could have helped
me out.
There's
something to be said about just being rude.
Yeah.
Which I think...
It's not very tactful.
Popotamus did.
Great power very good. Comes great responsibility.
So. It's true.
Yeah.
Spider-Man didn't say that.
No, Uncle Ben did.
Is he the Rice Man?
Spider-Man inherits Rice Empire. Newsflash.
But isn't it strange, like, how babies and, like, Jonah doesn't sweat. Like, I guess, like, your sweat glands don't start showing up until you're, like, a certain age.
Really?
I mean, when does Jonah get, like, active enough to sweat? Does he?
Well, he runs around quite a bit, so I thought he would sweat, but, like, he runs around, like, he has a little sniff and he doesn't smell. It just smells like...
Maybe babies are supposed to be hot, like, because we sweat to take heat away from the body, don't we? So, I don't know.
Maybe. Because you always got to tuck them into a load of layers, don't you?
Yeah, maybe they're supposed to be warm.
Until they grow
sweat.
Old enough to smell. Yeah.
That's a shitty thing. That's so weird. Mm. Like, we look at rabbits that turn color when they comes winter, or, you know, winter coats.
Yeah.
I don't know if rabbits or is it hares. Or, I don't know what it is.
Horses, probably.
Some kind
horses.
Of
horses.
Yeah.
They don't. Do they?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure rabbits don't have winter coats.
Some kind of rabbits do. I've seen white rabbits. No, but no. Yeah, I know there are white rabbits in the summer as well.
Anyway,
but
so
what was I saying? What was the thing? Oh, the humans. Yeah, because we look at. It's like exactly the thing you said about Godfather and stuff. Or actually, you said about how you actually frame it. Like, we look at movies made like 10 years before we're born that were good as classics, but because we're inside of the box, we don't see the whole picture. You got to step back. Yeah. So we look at animals and look at how they do stuff and like how a thingy turns into a butterfly, and isn't that weird? But we never look at ourselves, like, just what happens to you when you grow.
Yeah, like,
it's like all the changes that happens to men and women.
We start sweating and our bollocks get hairy. And
yeah,
like,
and the
like,
difference between men and women. If like some animals were looking at us and they're taking notes, like, oh yeah, man, this is going to be a tough test.
But even further beyond that, like, goes to then how sort of socially we've now become. Well, okay, I'm growing hair on my nuts or whatever. Like, well, I need to shave that off. Or, like, or, you know, like, I've got all this hair growing out of my head. Well, I need to start trimming it. Like, you know, I need to start cutting it and putting it into a style and stuff like that. Like,
but that's,
like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like,
and just that thing that it's based on is that we just grow hair indefinitely. That's
well,
weird.
Some of us.
Yeah. But, you know.
Let's say like, 1 out of 3 people. Around this microphone.
Imagine
taking a quick survey. Say 1 out of 3 people are well endowed with hair.
But isn't that strange? Like, there's no animal that does that, is it?
Changes as it gets older.
What?
Are there animals that go bald?
No. I guess you get like
good question.
Ones with alopecia.
Mangy dogs and stuff. The dogs that I ate in Sierra Leone.
Were they bald?
Most of them.
Really?
They're disgusting.
Do animals ever think, I'd like to shave my balls?
I don't know. They sort of lick them enough, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not.
Dogs do. Yeah. Anyway, on that note.
But yeah, you never see like a werewolf. Well, that's a.
Yeah, I've never seen a werewolf. It's quite odd.
I like that song, that Werewolves in London by, what's his face? Dun, dun.
Mozart.
Dun, dun.
Richard Cheese.
It's kind of rain.
Yeah, we need to.
Warren Zevon. Zevon.
Zevon.
Are we signing this off?
Yeah,
for
let's
now?
Sign off. Do you want to say?
Should we do a ching again?
Yeah, let's ching. Do 1, 2, 3, ching. No, we did 1, 2, 3. Let's do 4, 5, 6.
And then I've decided that we always need to end with someone saying, "Let's get a taco."
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go get a taco.